And I was thinking, and I spoke on at a meeting the other night, how that God's children, one time slaves, nothing to eat, and just living mere conditions that they were in, and down out of the wilderness came a prophet and told them of a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And now they'd never been to that land. They know nothing of it. But they followed him. Finally, they came to Kadesh Barnea, and there Joshua, the great warrior, meaning Jehovah Savior, went over the Jordan and brought back the evidence that that land was there, where man could live in peace, raise his family, his children, and be a nation, and God would bless them. And how that he brought back the evidence that God had not lied to the people, that the land was there. And it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey. They brought back a bunch of grapes that two men carried. Then after a while, man had to die, of course. After he lived and raised his children, he had to face the graveyard. Finally, this great land become, all the hillsides, or many of the hillsides, should have said, became graveyards. And the blessed ones laid on these graves. Then there came another great warrior once, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah made flesh dwelling among us. He came down and told us that in my Father's house are many mansions. Though you have a land, you can raise your homes and raise your children and raise your crops. But there is a land where man doesn't die, where you don't have to get old and die. And he was the Joshua in our, for us. And he came to his Kadesh Barnea, the judgment seat, which Kadesh was the judgment seat. And there, Kadesh Barnea for him was Calvary, where he bore all of our sins. And then he crossed over what we call Jordan death and come back on Easter morning bringing the evidence to us that man can live after death. Then he brought back a group of grapes too. And he told them if they'd wait up there to the day of Pentecost, they all got a bite of it. And got the evidence that man can live again, and we are living again. Amen. We have raised from the things of death unto new life. Amen. And now we sit together in heavenly places already in Christ Jesus. Amen. Already in eternity, because we become a part of His life, eternal life. And eternal life is God's life. God's, because we're sons and daughters of God. Everything had a beginning, has an end. So it's those things that had no beginning, has no end. And that was only God. So we become part of His life. Think of it. God, on the day of Pentecost, that pillar of fire separated and tongues of fire set upon each of them. God separating Himself and dividing Himself amongst His people. We become God's own life in us. Then we are dead to the things of the world, and have risen with Christ and sitting in heavenly places, looking back to where we come from. It's enough that we could think of that, and it lets off the pressure. Amen. Takes the pressure away when we recognize the position that we now hold in Christ by receiving the Holy Spirit, God's own life, the Greek word zoe, which means God's own life dwelling in you, and you can more die than God can die. We're eternal with the eternal. Amen. Waiting for that glorious time of redemption of the body. And now we are already dead, and our lives are hidden God through Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit. The devil is out of the picture altogether. And when we sit together like this in heavenly places with Christ in Him, then we can certainly let off pressure.